Workman, Mabel White, St. Helena, California, March 3, 1908. Mrs. Wilfred Workman, Tacoma Park Station, Washington. My dear Mabel, I sent you a short letter a few days ago, promising to write you later. I will now fulfill my promise. I have not been able to sleep well for several months, but the last two nights I have slept till after 4 o'clock. I thank the Lord for this. We are now preparing to leave home for 2 weeks to attend a Bible Institute in Oakland. I am not in as good health as I could wish. The anxiety of the past few months has worn upon me, yet I feel better today. We will leave tomorrow morning. Elder Haskell will preside at the meeting. The conference has elected him president. A message was given me that the administration of Elders Knox and Corliss should come to an end, for God had been dishonored by their arbitrary ruling. I have suffered much as I have seen erring human beings, who themselves needed to feel the converting power of God upon their hearts and minds, seeking to rule God's heritage. For 3 years, this spirit has been working in the leaders of the California Conference. When the Lord instructed me to point out this danger, I was compelled to speak for the honor of His cause. But when the message was given, I felt that I had done my part and could leave the rest with God. We have excellent help for our home in Miss Hannaford, who came with us from Loma Linda. She takes hold of the work well, doing the washing and baking, and she does not consider the work hard. For the past 2 months, we have had 2 extra members in our family, brother and sister Metcalf Hare. We have enjoyed their visit, and they have made their stay with us a very helpful one. You may remember the old chairs that we purchased secondhand. These have become much worn, and some of them we have been unable to use at all. Brother and sister Hare and Sarah have been busily at work recovering these chairs, and now they look as good as new. Elder Reeser of Southern California has had a wonderful experience. He was given a very straight message which he would not at first accept. But he is now standing on the right side, and his acceptance of the message sent is proving a help to others. I have just received a letter from him in regard to the son of Elder Santee, who for some time has been in a backslidden condition. As the result of meetings that have recently been held by Elder Reeser, this brother has taken a decided stand to engage in the work of the third angel's message. Brother Reeser is prompt in letting me know any word of a religious awakening in Southern California, for he knows my deep interest in the work there. He remembers how thankful I was when he surrendered his strong will to God and was given grace to do the right. I thank God for every token of good. The month of February has been bright and sunshiny, but now we are having rains. Today the weather has cleared a little and the sun is shining. Ella Robinson does not look so well as I would like to see her. Her baby is a plump little fellow and pretty. I trust, my dear children, that you will not become discouraged. The Lord will give you precious victories if you will put your faith in Him. Seek to become one with Him. I pray that you may seek for His blessing, that He may make you a blessing to others. He will enable you to work out His righteous will if you will walk humbly with Him. You should constantly rejoice that you have such a precious, sympathizing Savior. Take your perplexities to Him, for He is your sure helper. When you have anything that troubles you, let me know about it. Be free to tell me everything, and I will help where I can. What can I do to make you happy, Mabel? If you are not happy in the work that you are doing, go to Sister Cress and advise with her. She will help you, I am sure. The more we look to Jesus and depend upon Him, the more fully will we realize the peace and comfort that the presence of His Spirit imparts. The Lord has given us rules for the guidance of all our ways, and we can certainly trust ourselves in His care. Let the Word of God be your guide. Learn to do His will. March 4th. I have slept well during the night, resting better than I have done for many weeks. I have just eaten my simple breakfast, which I relished. Does your afflicted eye trouble you? My left eye, which has been afflicted for many years, I often have to bind up so that I shall not be tempted to use it. The great physician is answering my prayer that he will preserve my sight. I believe he will give me my eyes until my work in writing is accomplished. In much love,